Part von Daf Kufmem Zayin Amid Aleph Omar, the first third of the Yom Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Omar Rav Yochanan Hayotze Betalis Mekupeles Munachas Loi Al Kseifoi B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. So Rashi says Pshat in this Talis Mekupeles is La'achar shenosna al-roishoi, igbiya shipuleho al-kseifo. So that means he's wearing the talis, but the bottom chelik of the talis, he didn't want to have such a long talis, so he brought it up al-kseifo. So this is not the derech levisha. Chayiv chato. So he's chayiv achato. So it's telling us, she'ein ze derech malbush. So Emerson the Gemara is telling us a double halacha. Halacha number one, it's not derech levisha. Now halacha number two, it's derech haitzo. Chayiv chatos. Tanya nami hochi, soiche ksus hayoitzim betalisois, mikupolois umanochis al kseifon, b'shabes chayovim chatos. So the Baraisa tells us, lo soiche ksus bolvad omru, elo kol odom, elo shedalkam shal moichim lotzeis kach. Is the derech of Moichim to go like that, but it is Lemaise, the derech of all people. It is called derech Haitzo. The Chenveni Hayotzei B'mois Atzurim Loi B'sadina. The Chenveni that will go out if he has money that is tied to his sadin. They didn't have pockets in those days, so they used to They used to go and tie the money to the sadin. The chenveni hayotzi b'mois atzurin loy b'sadinoi chayiv chatos. This is called, even though he's not carrying the money, but bizmanayim, this was equivalent to that nowadays we put money in a pocket. So this is called derech haitzo. Chayiv chatos. V'lechenveni bilvad omru, ela kol odom, ela shedalkoi shelchenveni lotzeis kach. There's a whole din brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if Rachman and Etzlan, a person is in a matzev that he's afraid to remain in the house, they might come and steal his money. And so there that's brought down, there's heterim, if it was tofel bebigdoi, if the mois was tofel bebigdoi, this al-kaponim is not derech haitzon, in a karmelis, b'mokim hefzed merube, they were meikul. V'aratonim yoitzin besudron sha'al kseifa. Now the Gemara continues, Ratonim and Machloikis Rashi says it's a shame mokim, and Tosfos says Ratonim k'moy hora hatonim, the dirotzim, yoitzin besudron sha'al kseifon. That means, so l'chayre the Gemara wants to differentiate between a talis and a suda. The derech levisha of a talis is that it should be mishul shul achayra. So Mamele, if he's Magbiya the Shulei Atalis Al Kseifo, so that's not Derech Levisha. It seems that by Yasuda, even though that it is not Mishul Shulachoira, Yaitzim Besudron Sha'al Kseifo. V'loi Ratonim Bilvad Omru Ela Kolodom El Sherdalkom Shel Ratonim Lotzeis Pekach. Zot Rashi. So Rashi Varatonim al Shein Moke. The Gemara Vayta Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maise Bo Hurkenes Benoi Shal Rabbi Elazar Ben Hurkenes Sheyotzo Besuder Shal Kseifoi Beshabbos. He went out with his Ksuder Shal Kseifoi Elo Shenima Krucho Loi Beetzboi. It was a thread coming out of the baguette, and he tied this thread around his etzba to ensure that the suda should not fall off. Shibo adovul nechachomim omra filo eini makrucho loi betz boi. Tosh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda mishmei de Rav Chizda aloch afo pi sheini makrucho loi betz boi. So it is also permissible. Nima kruchal atzboi, so Rashi says, shelo yipel mikseifa, but shouldn't fall off his shoulders. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Now we have a complicated Gemara. Boy mina ula ikla la bei asi bahini. Boy minei mahu lasais marzev b'shabbos. Is one permitted to make a marzev b'shabbos? Amalu hachi amar Rabbi Eloi, osa lasais marzev b'shabbos. My marzev, amar Rabbi Zeire kisi bavliyosa. Rabbi Yirmiya will see Rashi soon. Rabbi Yirmiya av Yosef kamei b'Rab Zeire. Omalei hochi mai, omalei yosa. V'hochi mai, omalei yosa. Omar apope nekoi tai klolo b'yodoch kol adaito delichnufi osa kol delis noish shori. Now there's a big machlokes harishonim how to learn pshat in the Gemara. So let us first see Rashi. Now Rashi has a mechudishnik pshat in the Gemara, which all the Rishonim do not learn. Rashi learns because till now we were learning Hilchas Haitzah, to wear something derech levisha, and later we're going to go back to Hilchas Haitzah, and in the middle there's a hefsik of Marziv, which Rashi holds is bechlal no shayches with Haitzah. Zot Rashi, Marziv Meforish lekame. Kisui bavli yoso, shemisalkin bigideihem mina oretz, shehein aruchin. A person has a long baget. Perhaps it's too long to wear. So memele, in order to take the baget off the ground, vikoivlen oiso in klape mailo. So they bend it over. By us it would be a union of making cuffs with pants. They bend over the bottom of the baguette. Umarzikin oison al yedei chutin. Now, what ensures that this cuff should remain? You bend it over. Is marzikin oison al yedei chutin. Now, these chutim, the Meiri explains, that pshat is as follows. There were in the beged already inserted chutim. Chutim hayoitzim. There were chutim that like there was, just like people have on hoods, they have a chut that they tie together and they tighten the hood. Or other people have it on sleeves. So mamela, there were chutim that one could tighten together the shulei beged, the bottom of the beged, if you bent it over, that it should remain. It should remain that way. And the Meiri says, "V'lomdu rabim midvarov shemuta limshech chut shebitzdodim v'shel beis yad lahodeik es hamalbush ulahomei alaguf." So others learn from over here that if there's a chut in the baget, and you pull the chut to tighten the baget, this is permissible. When he wants to take off the baget, mater es chut. Ve'ein kan mishum teufel. And there's no iser of teufel, was be'etzem, there's a gemara before, that if a person had, let's say, two tfiris in the chut, and the tfiris got loose and he tightened it, so he's chayiv al teufel. And here you also have mistama a number of tviris, and the chut goes into the beged. Vaval pikein, there's no inyan of taifa. So the Miri asks the kasha, davke betviris shel kayome. There it's speaking about that the whole purpose of the tviri is to attach to chelkei a beged. Now it got loose, you're tightening again, it should remain one. So this does not go, this is mitashmishe abeg. So we are speaking about, so someone in the begodim, there was, in their begodim, there was an oifen to make a cuff, and you pulled the chut to tighten it, to ensure that the cuff will remain. And what is your purpose? He says, your purpose of making this cuff is, So Rashi says shemisalkim bigdeyim min ha'oretz k'shehein aruchim. The begodim are too long, so memele they made this calf in order to ensure that it shouldn't schlep sich on the ground. Also, why is it also mishum tikun imone? This is a tikun mone. That means you're making cuffs. You're making a cuff. So this is a tikun mone. So therefore, it is also. Now, what was the shaila? So it's also a tikun mone. Hochemai. Now he asked him a shaila. Rabbi Yirmiyahu ve Yosef kamei de Rabbi Zeira, omalei hochimai. Omalei Yosef, hochimai, omalei Yosef. What happened over here? Koilet chalukai b'inyan echot. He bent over the chaluk in such a way, v'shoye loy, kegoin zem marzev oiloy, v'chayze v'kolte b'inyan acher, v'shoye loy. He said everything falls into the category of marzev, which is also al tikkun mone. But then he told them, we have guidelines. There's a klal. Kol lichnufei shiyei misukin tomit lahamit kipuloi loilom. If the purpose is that he wants that this should be, the begad is too long. So the purpose of him doing it is shemisukin tomid lahamid kipulei loilom, that the kipul should remain. Lisnois lefisho. What if the kavon is lisnois lefisho? Misnoe bisadinoi. Oh, so memele then is mutter. The gemar brings a raya. The kaita klala biyodach. Amalei yosam. The pop and the kaita klala biyodach. Kol adaita lechnufa yosach. Kol lisnois shori. Ki ho de rav sheishe berei de ravidi misnoe bisadinoi ha. So Rashi says, Lisnois lefisho, misno bisadinoi, achashen isate, hoyo misaknoi al gufoi, umiyashvoi, ubechil koma kloima. Alme de uche baochi to be misaken the beged le gufoi, uhu adin le shabs. Now, I saw in the Ber Moshe, in the Bratzina Rav soll gesund sein, he brings down this Rashi, and he's mesupik, if that what Rashi says, that there's a difference between lehisnois and lechnufei, yeah, this is his lashon. Yesh la'ayin imasiyoson shove, va'akel toli bekavonosoi, oy gam gufa asiye nishtane lefi kavonosoi. So b'emesin is azoi. Let us first understand what's happening over here. It seems in the begodim there was chutim that you were able to make cuffs or similar in yonim, and l'maisi is metzadet according to the first way. So if I'm making the cuff, and the purpose of making the cuff is because the beged is too long. So that's why I'm making the cuff. So it could be, even though the maise, it seems from the Miri, whenever they took off the beged, they had to loosen it, and I mean, it was too tight, and then they put it on again. But so, it doesn't matter. But pshat is, whenever I put it on, I'm fixing the beged, I want the beged should be like this. I want the beged is too long. So I want the beged to have a cuff. That is my kavonet. So, das geht rein in tikkun mone. That means the beged is not masim to me. It is too long. So whenever I put it on, I'm being misakin the beged. If it's lehis nois, pshat is, the beged, there's nothing wrong with the beged. Now, pshat is, I want that the beged should be miyushiv on my goof. If the beged will be folded in this and this oifen, so it'll look nicer. So that's not pshat, I'm being misakin the beged, I'm being miyafes atzmi. So therefore he has a tzad in lamaisa, he blies by this. It's the same pulling the strings and the same cuff. No, the shaila is what the purpose of it is. If the purpose is because there's a chesaron in the baget, so the melech falls into the geder of tikkun mone. If there's not a chesaron in the baget, so the melech no pshat is it's lisnois and lisyav is lisyashim. So the melech, so this is mutter. There's no iser of tikkun mone. According to Rashi, dachsech mir, it's very meduyik. The Loshen HaGemore Osar Lasois Marzev B'Shabbos. That there's an Iser Asiye. You're not allowed to make the Marzev. Because the Iser is al Tikkun Monis. So forget, the Etzem Asiye is an Iser. The other Rishonim do not learn that way. The other Rishonim learn, let me tell you, the most Geshmaki Pshat. Tosfos says it's a little complicated pshat, but the Geshmaki pshat in the Gemara, this is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Aleph Sif Lamed Aleph. In Shulchan Aruch it says as follows, Hayoytzei Mu'utef B'talisei. Someone is walking out with his talis. Ve'kipla mikan u'mikan biyodoy. And he folds up the talis. The talis is too long. The talis schleppt sich do after her. So ve'kipla mikan u'mikan biyodoy. So he folds it up with his hand. Oy al kseifoy. In niskaven lekabetz kenofov. If the purpose is kedei shelo yikru, it's too long. It's going to tear. So then it's awesome. So in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see Taisus also learns like that, they learn that this is not a shaila in Hilchis Tikkun Mone, the way Rashi says. That's why the Goyim says, and Rashi, the Rambam says, Perish Rambam shelo yikru ay shelo yislach lechu, and Marzike Moisev a Rambam causes lo afelu biyodai al kseifai, because Rashi is a new mahalach in the Gemara. Rashi learns that it's a new shaila. They learn that he's lifting up the baget. So if the purpose of this lifting up is the purpose of the lifting up is shelo yislach lech or shelo yikra, so Pshat he's carrying the baget. That's exactly what he's doing. That's not Derech Levisha, no. He wants it that the Beged should not be Nifsad. So then that's also. If this is an Oifen that he's Misnoi al Yodoi, again, this is a Shenkai, so then this is Mutter. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Debrezina Rav has a shaila about rolling up the cuffs of the sleeves in Shabbos, if that goes into the Isser of Marzev. The Maisa, he is Mata. I once heard B'Shem Ramesh Zechayna Levroche that he asked it. I don't know how faleslich this Maimer is, but this is the Medubodo of Marzev. Be'etzem, this is not so much Lehisnois over here. He's Ma'ira this. This is not so much Lehisnois. This is he's too hot. So he wants this, so he's cuffing up his sleeves. But that's also a psaseida halavisha. Reiv of the beged is not being lifted up, only a chelik of the beged. So memela, he times that this is muta. Zogti gemore weiter. Ki osa ravdimi, and now we're going to go back. So that's what I meant to say. According to the other Rishonim, it's not Mal Lasseis Mals of B'Shabbos. The Gemara is starting by there's no Inyan Asiyas HaMalzav. Mal Lotseis Imosa Malzav. I mean, he can make in this house he can make a Malzav Gesunta. Hey, the Shaila is, there's no Inyan of the Asiyas HaMalzav. There's Inyan, that's the Losh of Machaba. Hayoit, Mutta, Betalisa, Bekipla Mikano, Likam, Biyodai. It seems the Losh of the Shulchan Aruch, maybe they have warned that he did it in the middle of the street. So Bemeil said, and it's awesome, in the middle of the street you're not allowed to do it because you'll be Eva HaNeitzo. but it's lechayra, it's beating around the bush. The Gemara should have said, if the Begid was nasa kemarziv, it's also lotzeis kozer. Now the Gemara brings, ki also ravdimi oma, pam achas yotza rebi lesode. Rebbe once went out into a sode, vayushnei tzidei talisai munochim al tzeifai. And the shnei tzidei talisai were munochim al tzeifai. Oma lefonov Yeshua ben Zirus ben Chomov Sharabeya. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Zirus, the shvager of Rav Meir, told Rabbi Bozulai Chayev Rav Meir Chattis. Omar lei digdek Rav Meir at kan. Rav Meir was so much machmer, shul shul Rabbi Talisa. He also rovin, Omar loy Yeshua ben Zirus havel Yeshua ben Kefusoy haya chosnoi shul Rabbi Kiva. Omar, bezuloi chayv Rabbi Kiva chatos, Omar loy digdek Rabbi Kiva at kan, shul shul Rabbi Talisa. Ki also Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Omar nishal itma. Now, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Shnei Tzidoi Talisoi, the two sides of the talis, Shebi Yeminoi Ubismoiloi Litzad Hakalke. So now, this means as follows. Shnei Tzidoi Talisoi, let me tell you the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which clarifies the mice a little better. Sheloi, now we heard before, hayoytze betalis mikupeles munachas loyal kseifei. So talis mikupeles means he bia shipuleo al kseifei. He brought up the bottom of the talis and he put it on his shoulders. That is talis mikupeles. So the whole bottom, that means his body is not draped with a talus. The talus is al kseifa. Here, the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains, Shaloi higbia eloshnei kanfei shuhuleo. He just lifted up the two back knofes of the talus, and he lifted them up over his shoulder, the two back knofes, so they have all four tzitzis in the front. So what did he accomplish? So he accomplished his lemaise, so the middle of the talus is still covering his goof. But the two sides are over the kosev. Shleik bia l'shnei kanfei shuleo, v'nosan konof echod al kesev ze, al kosev ze, v'konof echod al kosev ze, v'emtsoish shuleo mishuleshes al gufoi lamato mikseifo. But the middle of the talis, that is mishulesh al gufoi. That was the maise. Ben ziris bezuloi chayiv rameya chates bitmiye de ein ze derech malbush elo derech masoi. Digdeik Rav Meir atkan, bitmiye lechayev chatos bedovor hadoyme liyeis mutter koze. Rav Meir held this is also chayev chatos, sheinu mikupeles. This is not a talis amikupeles. Vachayreo noiflun lomato mikseifov. The back of the talis falls back behind the shoulders. Elo shitzideo yumenochim al kseifi. Only the sides of the talis were lifted up, but the middle of the talis is still hanging down. No, but he told them like that, shul shul erida lamato shekibul dvo. Nishal itma, le'ira maises el rebi, el shalu lefon of ma'u lotzeis bay ubike shlahatir. At shamru lefon of shim rameye chayiv chates. The iyu sova, hoyu ve'eina mikupelis. He held, since it is not completely mikupel. That was the svar of Rebbe. And they held nitazay. Zot toisvis. Hayaytzi vitalis mikupelis. Aydi dairinen b'mi shenoshru keilov b'derech how does this whole sugya come into Perik Chavis? Before we learned, it was Noshu Kelo B'derech. Shos Derech Hu Lekapul Talisoi. Seems he doesn't want a dripping beged over his whole goof, so it's bad enough it's lying on his shoulders. Is Nokte Hochi. So maybe that's how it comes into the sugya. Ma'u Lasois Marzov. Nira Le Rebbe. The Le'inyin Iser Hoitzo Airi. That this inyan of marzav, not the way Rashi says it's a beduber when you're taking money, the speaking about inyan isaraitzo, kimoitalish shaldalit knofis. A person has, now Tosis is going to say a whole new story. We have a talish shaldalit knofis, the loikeyach shnei tzidei reichiv talisoi shaltzad yeminai. He's taking both sides of the tzad yamin, both sides of the talus. He has a talus in front of him. He's taking both sides of the tzad yamin. V'noisein al kesev asmolis. And he's putting this the way when we make ituv, so we take all four knofes and we put. He's just putting these two sides, the two right sides, he's going and putting it over here. So this is more or less like a scarf. That's what he's using. These two sides, he's using this as a scarf. Benoisin al kesef hasmolis. Ve'enoi poishtoi al kosef. Now, these two sides are wrinkled up, are folded up, and as we said before, he's using it as a scarf. So even though you have a large amount of beged, He does not spread it out. That means, if you will have later in Taisvis, it could be done in a different oifen. It could be done that the top chelik will be over here, and the rest of the chelik will drape over his body, or drape over his hand. Like they used to wear capes in those days. And then it's a different story. That when it's going this way, that's no problem. But here pshat is that the two tzadei hayamin are folded up, and this is going mamish around his neck, and that's it. The rest of the talus is covering him. V'loikeyach shnei tzidei reichev talisoi, the two tzadim of the reichev talisoi shel tzad yaminoi, V'noisein al kosef asmolis, and he puts this on his left shoulder. V'einoi poishtoi al kosef, when it's on the left shoulder, he doesn't open it up again. Ela mikupol, it is folded up like a scarf. Umunach al kseifoin, this is munach al kseifoin. V'hainu dekomar mai marziv, kisi bavliyoso. This is folds. D'chshul munach k'moy shepirashti. So you have a large piece of material that is folded up many times. Yesh boy kisim merubim. V'chol kiso v'kiso nire k'min marzev. It looks like a gather. There's two sides in the middle. Emi boy le'i'ike isarei tzo bekach. Given she'enoi derech malbush, since this is not derech malbush, v'hainu dekoma, kol adaite lichnufei osa, if he wants to fold it up together, you have a large amount of material, and you're folding it up, osa, v'hainu kemoi she'pirashti, she'shnei tzidei hayemin mikubotzim, they're folded up, Umenochim al kosef asmolis. Now, why is he doing this? Sheyochel leilech b'meire. Should be able to walk quickly. V'loyachbid olav talisoi. That the talis should not be machbid on him. So therefore, he took care of this chelik of the talis, and he put it over his left shoulder. Adaite delisnoitz. But what is, if it was a daitalis noi, shapir domi? What does that mean? Vahainu ksheein tzidei talisai mikubotzim. The two tzadim of the talis are not crumpled and bent over together, folded over together. Elo tzad echos munachas al tseifoi eitzel tzavori. One chelik of the beged. That means, let us say, it would be mistama. This chelik of the beged, this tzad is an eitzel tzavori. The tzad ha'acher, and the other chelik of the beged, neifel al shichmein adas roya. It's spread out. It's poshet. Ve'ein boy shum kisoim. Here it's mean kisim mistame, and there are no kisim over here. Vahainu shilshul Rebbe talisay de besamach. That is the story of shilshul Rebbe. K'moishe pirashti ke'ein lehisnois. That means this is a type of a cape of some sorts that he's taking. That with the talis. He's putting the right side over the left shoulder, and the other end of the talus of the right side is spread over and poshet al gufoy. Ba'ainu derech malbush. V'chein pirish be'oruch erech malzev. Now, in Tosfos, it's not too clear. Let us see the Lashon Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, this is the Lashon Ha'oruch. Let us see the Ben Chalan. Ule ikla lebei asi barhini, boi minei mao lases marzev b'shabes. Omle ochi omar abelozer osa. Zokta Rabbeinu Chananel, kach ki balnu merabiseinu, sheyesh biyodom kabole, ki marzev ze, ki is atef odom talisoi, when a person is putting on his talis, the yekapel beis k'tzoivoiseho k'min krach kipel. That means he's mekapel. It is the way we put on a talis. The two sides are folded over. The yenicha al k'seifay asmolitz. He'll take the left side and fold it over and put it on his left shoulder. V'yachzer v'yekapel shar ha-talis ha-mishulshol b'tzidoi ha-yemin. The other talis that spread out, will fold it over, and mishulshol b'tzidoi ha-yemin, menichoi v'kaspoi ha-yemin. V'nimtza talisoi mikupeles meheino u-meheino. It is mikupel from both sides. U-muvsheles al-kseifo. So I think it means the middle, that means if you look at the two sides of the talus in the back, they protrude. And in the middle, there's a cholo, because there it's not folded up. So there it looks like a gutter. Kosher kisha bavliyosa shekoshim beis kichis v'koyren oiso kisha. V'yesh oimrim zulosi perisha. Others have a different pshat. Alvo choyva oleinu leima beloshin rabbeisheinu mashi kibalnu. First time zog na naye pshat, ben chananol hera mesoire. So memeile, that's how ben chananol said pshat. This stems from the oruch. Now let us see Tosfos. V'chein pirish bo oruch erech marzev. Also, lases marzev b'shabes perish kshiyatayif odom talisa v'yakpil shnei k'tzoysov. He'll fold over the two sides ke'ein derech kipu v'yanichen al shichmay asmolis v'yachze v'yakapol shara talisha b'tzad yamin v'yanichen al b'kispoy. So I think the raya is, I mean, Akbar, we learned it's a shayl in Hilchas Haitzor. It's not the way Rashi says it's a parsha in Hilchas Tikkun Mone. Rak, ma she pirish shekeirin marzev, ma she talisay mushpeles meheine meheine v'cholol keneged ha-shedre, nire kemim marzev, eine nir le-rebi. Imkei my koma basahochi my marzev kisi bavliyosa playeni osi ke ein kisa. Maybe it stims like marzev, but it's not a kisa. Therefore, we see he really that it's a different gilse. He said it's his girl's kisha. Ke ein kisha bavliyosa she kaishrim based kriches v'kayon oisei kisha. So the Pseyera Pseyev know exactly what this is. Well, Kaponim, it seems, at Kahar Taisus Kash, and that's why they had a different gills. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Ha-Reichetz b'mei ma'ore u'b'mei tverye. A person is washing himself b'mei ma'ore. So Rashi says, mei ma'ore is mei mikve mikure. This is a mei mikve. This is water that was gathered. It's not chamei tverye. Shehu cham. That was warmed up erev Shabbos. Ve'ein chaymo yoytze. And the chaim remains. That was the purpose of the ma'ore. The ma'ore is a mokim ha'lechuse. So memele, so if he put in hot water, erev Shabbos, so lemais it will remain hot in Shabbos. V'davke chamim nokat. Therefore, we're speaking about chamim, because we'll see dumye demei tverye, which is chamim, mishim hochi k'toni o'roichetz diyevet. That's why it says, b'diyevet, if he was roichetz, l'chatchilo one should not do such a thing, because Chazal asel rechitzes chamim b'shabbos, chitzes kol gufa b'chamim b'shabbos, afilu v'suchamei erev Shabbos. Zot the Mishnah weiter, then he stopped. Now he dried himself. The Kinach Rashi says, "Afilu be'eser alontiyos." He used 10 towels, 10 sardinim, to dry himself. So we have to understand if he used 10 sardinim, so they shouldn't be too wet. Lo yevim biyodoy. He's not permitted to take them home because we're afraid maybe on the way. Vilma Mishtali, he might forget, and he might squeeze them out, and they'll be over on Schite. Agav Uche, the Rishonim say, that what the Mishnah says, v'nistapeg, which is a loshim b'diyeved, is lavdavke. Really, mikaradin, umistapeg. He's permitted to dry himself. That means even though the havo lebeisoi chazal asel, but the etzem sipug, the etzem drying, they did not asa. And the Rishonim speak out, I mean, if you're afraid, the dulma osa lemischit, so let's be afraid, bishas the sipug. So the Rishonim say, so what'll be? He won't be allowed to dry himself. If he won't be allowed to dry himself, so in other words, you're saying he won't be allowed to wash himself, because if he won't, the people won't wash themselves if they can't dry themselves. That was a psagzeire shein atzibu yechaylum lamed boy. So memeil, this they had to be matter. So the mistapik, they were matter. But later, the havoh, that came in oymed zayin in this zeire, so they won't bring it. Aval asore b'nei odom. Now the Mishnah is going to say a chiddush. But if you have 10 people, mistapikim ba'aluntis achas, they're drying themselves with 1 towel. So we have to understand that this towel is mustama drenched. Pneyem, yedeyem, v'ragleyem. The Rishonim say, who had been called gufam. Umevien oisan biyodo. These 10 people are allowed to bring home this drenched towel because there's alumdis of Rabbi Mitkiri Adodi. They'll remind themselves. Sochen umemashmishen. A person is permitted to shmir himself, to be memashmish, avoloi misamlin. He's not allowed to memashmish means he rubs himself, but not kidei ischamem ulozia, leshavshef bekoyach, as she says. Voloi misgarin, this is a type of he was combing himself, this is psan uvde dachel. En yordim likeldime, Bein oisin apiktoizin. Apiktoizin we had before, that this is a means that a person should throw up. So this is also. Bein ma'atzvin es hakod. Ma'atzvin was a way they used to be misadar, the atzomis and the eborim of the cotton. So this is also. Bein marzirin es hasheva. Etzem broke, you're not allowed to put it in place. Mishe nifreko yodoi v'ragloi. If his hand got out of place, lo yitar fein b'tzoinon, yitre fein b'tzoinon, avoreichetzu kedalkoi v'im nisrape. should not rub it b'tzaynon, but the chitza kedarke is muta, v'im nischapi nischapi. Zogt Rashi. Aval asore b'nei odom, oyel omeru b'meim mitker yadod. Mistavkim ba'aluntes achas, v'hainu nami revuse d'choda aluntes la'asore. One aluntis la asore b'nei odom nefishe b'mayo, it's drenched with water, v'lohachim ivi in oiso b'yodayim. P'neyim, yideyim v'raglem, buch ha'de milsa noket, v'uadin l'chol gufo. Sochin shemen b'shabes, u'memashmishim b'yad al kol ha'guf la'hano, this is permissible, av'loi mis'amlim l'shafshef b'koyach. Loy misgarim garsinim migareres v'have uvde dochel l'kurdim meshem ano b'gmor meforish taime apiktoizen lohoki ein ma'atz v'nesakotn loshin yodecho atzavuni shem misaknim u'miyashvim atzmoisov v'chul yeshedrosoi kemide salmoi b'gmor oma taime why this is awesome v'ein marzirin es ha'shever etzem shenishbar kol refue asure mishum shrikes hamemonim, so they were geyser. Nifrika, sheyotza etzem miperik, shlo got dislocated, lo yitrefem lo shembeim trufeis bika'ore. Af mei ma'ore chamim sheuchmu bo'oyer. So Taisvis says, the Gemara is going to say, but let us, first, before we see the Taisvis, let us first see the Gemara. Then we'll go back to the status. K'toni, mei ma'ore dumye de mei tverye. That mei ma'ore is similar to mei tverye. Ma mei tverye chamen, af mei ma'ore chamen. Therefore it says, ha'roichetz, the eved en, l'chatchil eloi, because there's an issa to be roichetz b'chamen, shuchmu erev shabbos. Michlal, de lehishkatev, kol gufa yafilu l'chatchil eshapir dof. He started Rashi says, Shoifchon al gufoi, the lav derech echitzei, shori lechatchile. The Piskeridips explains that rechitze is kshemeshafshef bivsoroi, that was rechitze, and shitov shoifech maim al psoroi. Like one of the rechitze, that's how they make tzech, and psoroi is reichitz, he's rubbing himself. So, just here it says, reichitz is bidiyevit. The deek of the Gemara is, the Ritva wants to say pshat that the deek of the Gemara is as follows. Because by Emerson, the Mishnah is Ike telling us the halacha that one is not permitted to carry home the towel. That's the Ike Chiddush of the Mishnah. It said ha-roichetz. And then it said, b'meyor, b'meymor, b'mey tveri. So this is bad, some also dvorim shooting. B'meymor is also, b'mey tveri is mutter. So the ikah tam that he chapped on the loshna reichetz b'diyevet b'meymor is not to tell me that it's also, but to be medaik that apke rechitze b'meymor is also, but shitov is mutter. Money rapshimani. The sanya la yishtatev odom bein bechamin bein betzoinon dimre rameir. Rameir asad chamim otu tzoinon otu chamim. Rapshimin mater. Rapshimu is mater afilu chamim. Rab yuda oimer bechamin osar betzoinon muta. Zog taisus. Af meimor chamim she'uchmu b'chamim she'uchmu bo'u. That is speaking about chamim she'uchmu bo'u, d'i b'chamei tverye shori l'chatchile, k'di omar b'peire kire, v'inichu lam chamei tverye b'peire shmei nishrotze. The Yevid Ein, amei ma'orikoi, lo'itonde b'asisn chamei tverye, elu l'meidek, af mei ma'ore cham. Let us see for a minute Taisvis af kuftes amed alef. Taisvis Beis mit der Kuftesse mit Alv die Maschel Reichzin. Hier wird zes in der Gemorre, Reichzin, bei Megrob, bei Chams, bei Yashi, und bei Meitverje. Aber loi bei Yam Agol. It says that one is permitted to wash himself bei Meitverje. Fregt euch, was verhört es na, bei Perik Chovjes, Reichitz bei Meimoore, bei Meitverje. Bedaik begmore die evident lechatchila loi. Hosam mairi bereichetz begume. Tedom yele melchitz. So Taisvis here wants to say pshat that the mate's value that is also speaking about that it's an agume. Avol benam mutal lechatchila kedafrishes lael beperikira. That's one mouth. Esoteris learns over here that Meitzveria is also Wasa. And this Meitzveria is also Alzwad because since it's an Agume, it's Taimel Amelchit. Rabbeinu Nisim Bekosa V'Megillus Storim Da'o Diktoni Orichet Di Eved Ein Lechatchil Oloi Mishum Mei Maor. And this is our Taisvis over here. Avo B'Meitzveria V'Lechatchil Shari. Lektani be Meitverje elle lame va me mor shein kham im dum ye de Meitverje. Ve taima mishum de Meitverje megur. Avo maor em khuso kedam be she shnag khasapore. De maor avidi de metalalo ve no it's da bemisen that listen, the Rabbeinu Nissim is not our Taisus. Rabbeinu Nissim is Shita Sarif. The Shita Sarif is with the three Mahalcha. Our Taisus learns Pshat that Mei Ma'ore is, it was Hucham Ba'oir, Shuchmu Ba'oir. And the whole Meitveri is only a Gilu that Sarashi learns also. It's only a Gilu that it is speaking about hot water. So that's why May Ma'ore dum yid the Meitveri. What's chapter on May Ma'ore? Because it's practical. If it was Hucham Ba'or and he wants that the heat to remain, so it's in a Ma'ore that's a Makim Amachus. The first Pshat in Taisus over here learn Pshat Meitveri is also Asa. Meitveri is Asa when it's Nagume. The second Pshat in Taisus, and this is Shittes Harif, that they learned that everyone is speaking about the both cases are speaking about Meitveri. But if the Meitveri is in a Ma'ore, then Meitveri is also, because it's covered. If the Meitveri is Megula, then Meitveri is Mutter. What is the difference if the Meitveri is covered, the Meitveri is not covered? The difference is Shchashin and Shema Yezia. So means also, this is the Shita Sarif also, that even though Chazal wa Mata Rechitze be Meitveri, but they have been made for you, they ask. That's the Chiddush, this is the Rabbisen, going and the Rif. The Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ramban, are all chaylik on this. First of all, they say the whole reason they asked they is because of Rechitza. Maybe it'll be Rechitza, and they'll say it was Mezeyeh, some Mele, so that's why they asked they. So how could they ask the Zeyeh of Meitveria if the Rechitza Meitveria is Mutter? That's number one. And number two, they ask a starke kasha on the Rif from the Gemara. The Gemara says the Diyuk a Rechitz the Yevet Ein Lechatchil Eloi Mechlal de Lishtatev Kol Gufa Efele Lechatchil Eshaper Domin. So the Mishnah is who like Rab Shimon, not like Rab Yehuda. Fregin Zay, Mein Shmit Leitzah Har Sinai. The Machloikis of Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon is speaking about by Mayim Shehuchman. They're not speaking about Meitveria. So Mayim Shehuchman, so there's an Asad. Just like they Asad Rechitze, they Asad Lehishtatev also. Here Rechitze is Mutta. Lehishtatev is also Rechitze. There's no Zeya over here even. We're not speaking about a Ma'ora over here. We're speaking about Famazay Lehishtatev. Is that even Reichetz? Just pouring water on him from Meitveria. So how could the Gemara say with a Pashtus that that how could the Gemara say with a pashtus that the Mishnah is only going according to Rab Shimon and not according to Rab Yud and Rab Meir? Zok the Gemara weiter. Pinistapeg afilu be'esar aluntiyot. Zok the Gemara reishe rabuse kamash malon v'seifer rabuse kamash malon. Reishe rabuse kamash malon afilu ahani v'loy nefishi buhu maye. Even though he was Mekaneich himself in 10 Olympias, so there's not too much water there. Abakivin dechadu, since he's one person, osili deischite. The Sefer Rabusa Kamash Malon, Afilahani de Nefishi Bumayim. This is one Olympias that 10 people wipe themselves, given the Rabbim Nino Mitkere Adodi, so therefore it is Mutter. Seifa avla sora b'neyot. Zukta gemara weiter. Tona rabo. Mistapeik odom ba'aluntis u'meiniche b'chaloin. He's allowed to, he puts it into a chaloin, and that is muskim according to our Mishnah also. He shouldn't take it home. He sticks it away. V'loyim serenu l'ul yarin b'nei she'chashudim. Should not give it over l'ul yarin balonim. He shouldn't give it over to the balonim because they're choshed. They'll be seichedim. Manicha b'chaloyim zot rashi asmucha l'kaisul amelchitz. He leaves it there. Rav Shimon oimer mistapig ba'aluntis achas umeviyo b'yodoy l'seich beis. So Rav Shimon was choylik on the tan of our mission, the tan of this baraisa, and he holds that they were not goyza. One is permitted to take it home, he's not mechuyim to menicha b'chaloyim. Om alay abayil Rav Yosef, hilchis semai. How do we paskin? Iva machloikis. Om alay, so he answered him as follows. Oh Rav Shimon, we have Rav Shimon that was matter to take it home. Ha Rebbe, ha Shmuel, ha Rabbi Yechon. So Memele, so therefore one can zicha be meiko. So the Gemara, Rab Shimon ha da Amora. Rab Shimon said, Mestapik, umay viya biyodo. Rebbe, disanya, Omer Rebbe, shayinu lemeidim teire eitzel Rab Shimon betakua. Hayinu malin, we used to bring up shemen vaaluntis, meichotza ligak, Omigag lekarfet, at sheyinu magin eitzel mayim, sheyinu reichetz in boi. We used to be reichetz in a mayim. So this is the raya. So zot Rashi. The Rashi has a Rebbe of Rav Shimon Arei Kol Eilu Shematirim, Mechotza Legat, Rab Shimon letaimei, doma be'erivin, echot gagois, echot chatzeirois, echot kalfifois, kulon rishus achasein, letalzo mize lo ze, vafilu shal bailam harbe, you don't need any ruby chatzeirois, you'll have to, magak tachotz na kafi, you'll have to kai, wo from one to the other. Ad sheyinu magiim, zot rashi, umistom eloi hoyu minichen ois alamayim. It's very modern. The Ikerai is from the practical Zach. They wouldn't leave it there, the Mokim Hefker. So Mistome, the Zicha brought it back. How can you bring it back? Zaraya, that what? That we hold it as Mutter. Well, there's a problem. I mean, you had a whole bunch of people, it seems, going. Sheinu lemeidim teyotzel, but yeah, a yinu, Malin, Shemin, Valuntis, Afilu will assume they brought it back, but, Asor ibn Ayodim, if there's a rabbi, it's muta. So let us see Taisvis. The sign ya oma, Rebbe, Kshinu, Lameidim, Toyer. Zuk Taisvis, Mistome, Yechidi, Hoya. Shloi, Hoya, Echad, Mitav, Midav, Ima, Ikshoya, Reichitz. The sign ya Mokim, Shanogu. So it seems that the Maisa was that Rab Shimon was Reichitz. Rav Shimon was Reichitz. And if Rav Shimon was Reichitz, so only one Talmud went with him together. Because the Kresanya v'mokim shenogu, shlo yirchitz Talmud im Rabbo. Im hoyo Rabbi tzorich loy muta. And mistama Rav Shimon loyo yitzorich, elo liyachot. Mistama, how many the Mishosim does him? Some needs one Mishosim. Shoyo Reichitz. שהיה שווים לביסם, היה התלמיד נויסי אלונטס בפני עצמו. וסתם היא קריד את הלא? שרב שמעון לא היה נויסי אימא, רב שמעון wouldn't carry it with him, דהו סביר אלי שיוחד מותר להביא. רב שמעון holds that a יוחד is permitted to carry. This is רב שמעון we had before. So the whole guy is a psaza, mistame. That there was mistame, one Talmud that was mishamishim. And then when he brought it back, so this Talmud carried it alone. So memeilav lechashina l'shchita. Vaho de komar hoyinu. Vayinu vayistachayistu was a psaganza, a ganza rabim dov. Vas loyma kol echad ve echad. Bifnei atzmo ikshei megia yoimei l'shamish rabbi. But it was only one. Ola el bepei rekira garsinen maise betalmid shal rabbi meir shenichras achav lebeis ha-melchiz. I says also there was one talmid. There wasn't a rabbi when the rebbe went to the beis ha-melchiz. V'yesh sforim de garsi talmidov. Einenu b'chol ha-sforim gosi l'kam perik sheil talmidoi. So Memele, so that's the tzir. So we see that a yochid, that's the hechoche that Rebbe held, that it's mutter for a yochid to carry it. Yeah. So others bring a raya, Mestama Rav Shimon was watching him. I thought Rav Shimon didn't carry it, but he was watching what he was doing. If he would have been seichet, some say if he brings this raya, if he would have been seichet, Mestama Rav Shimon would have told him. So weiss the chais that it's not sufficient. According to the Tana of our Mishnah, they need more than one person holding it. Watching is not sufficient. So Mamela, since Rav Shimon Zicha didn't hold it, and Rebbe is made on what had happened, so Mestome, so we see that it is permissible for one person to bring it back. Shmuel, the Omar of Yehuda Meshmuel, Mistapik Odom Baluntis, Mevia Biyodel Sech Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar of Chia Barab Omar of Yochanan, Haloche Mistapik Odom Baluntis, Mevia Biyodel Sech Beis. Frechtige More, Mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Ochi, Va Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Haked Rabbi Yochanan Paske. That what? That it is mutter. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Alochi, Kistam Mishneh, Usnan, Benistapei, Gafilu, Basoran, Abesar, Luntiyo, Islo, Yevim, Biyodoi, the Stam Mishneh is that it is also. And the Digimor, Ahu, Keben, Chachinoi, Masnilo. Zot Rashi, Keben, Chachinoi, Masnilo, Divrei, Ben, Chachinoi, Mesayimbo, the Love Stop. He says, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan was Geiris Divrei Ben Chachinoi, so Mamele, it is not a Stam Mishnah. Oma Rabbi Chiye Bar Abba, Oma Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'ulayrin meviyin balorei noshim lebeibane, ubulvad sheyiskase bohen roishon verubo. Zot Rashi, ha'ulayrin balonin. These are the Balei HaMelchetz, Meviyim Balorei Noshim, Sadinim, Shanoshim, Mistafkin Bohem, Mutulaviyim, Derech Malbush, LeBeis HaMelchetz. We had the same din before by Beis Adye, that there one is permitted to be Misatif in that, and go out. So Mamele, here the Gemara brings down by towels, that one is permitted to be Misatif in a towel and go out, though the kavona is only the he doesn't really need a levisha, he only needs it that they should have towels with what to wipe themselves. Sachnise Zorich lekasher beis reisheho lemato. Omar abchiye barabe Omar abyechne lemato mikisfai. Zot Rashi. What sachniso suder godl shetoli loy ben seifo veroishai otov boy and the roish is otov tzarech likshar shnei reisheho ze bo ze shaloi tipel me reisho. You have to tie it, it shouldn't fall off his head. Ki
And the Ritve brings down the Ritve and the Piskei Arid bring down Suda Godel of Verochav Shemiskasa Noisebe Shayotze Min HaMelchetz Verosha Otovboy Umeshulshel Achel Kseifov. So you have to tie. So we have to know, according to Rashi, before we also had a Suda Yaitzim B'Suda and Shal Kseifon, you don't even need a Nima Kruchaloi Be'etz Boi to sure it shouldn't fall off. And here, for some reason, we need that it should be tied, Tachas Kseifoi, we should tie it to make sure that it shouldn't fall off. Taisus says a psashtikal eitzer, tzorich lekasher, maybe this was off, so maybe it didn't hold too good. That's how the Biskerid and the Ritva learned, so maybe that's why this is different than a stamp suda. Taisus says, punkfakel, tzorich lekasher shnei rosher lamato, begitten beperik anezokim meforish, desachnise ubeged dak, was a very thin beged. Tamrinen, suvni, V'chaymer ki amguze upalge de amguze. This was a very thin material, so if you fold it up, so it's very small. You fold it up, stomach like a handkerchief. So the thickness of the whole beged was an egoiz in a hair. So that means it was very thin. Umishim hochi tzorech lekasher shnei rosher lemato shlo yafchichenu me'olav aruach v'osi lasuye. So Taisa seems wants to fahem for that we asked before by Suda. This is speaking about a very light beged, and this is olol to fall off. So memeil it has to be tight. He had before also Rashi shita by a hat that doesn't fit him in gans, and also he has to make sure that it's tied, that also shouldn't be osil asuye. Oy, Taisa says another time. Mishum denire ke'ein masui. Lefisha hu dak miyoid vein in nire malbush. It doesn't look like a beggar the ganzen. Elim kein nire kosher. So the purpose of the kshire is that it should look like a malbush. Zog de gemore vayte. Omalu rove libnei mechuzet. When you bring over Kalim, the Godin, to the army, Shalvivi Bohu Lemato Mikisfai. You should schlep it down that it should be Lemato Mikisfai. That means it should cover your goof. So Tirashi, Kimavrisu Moni Libnei Chela, Shetaviu Big Day Ha'iv Day Kechovim, B'nei ha'chayil ha'motolim aleichem l'shamsham, v'atem mevi'im lahem v'shabes derech reshus ha'rabim, shavivu bohu l'mato mikispayim, shlayu shuleyem munochem b'kispeichem. That it should not be munach b'kispeichem, ala meshuchim l'mato sheyei nire lovush. If to know exactly what is... This is the halacha from before. Before we had a yaitzim betalas mekupelas unachas al kseifay b'shabes chayb chatas. It has to be mishulshul. If no exactly clear what the case was over here, that he told them it should be mishulshul. It seems meiker adin. It is permissible to wear it like this, but Yenira Lovush, that we isn't clear what the case is over here. Zog the Gemara weiter. Sochin umemashmish. Tonu Rabbonon, Sochin umemashmishin bivnei ma'ayim b'shabes. That Sochin umemashmishin bivnei ma'ayim b'shabes, ubilvad shlo yase kederach shu'oise b'chayim. But he should not do it the way he does it. Eichi Ovid, Rab Chama Bachanina Omar Soch, Bachar Kach Memashmish. Rab Yechnen Omar Soch, Umemashmish Bebasach. Zot Rashi, Soch, Bachar Kach Memashmish. the kesava v'chol mimashmish v'achar kach soch. So memele, this is a shinui, that's how it should be done. Yeah. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar avoloi mis amlin. Omar rab chie bar abe, omar rab yechenin. Oso lamoi bikarko iso shel diumses mitnei shema amelas umerape. Zogt Rashi. Diumses shem noho shemeimov muluchim. Shema amelas mechamemes, so the kalkis of diumses is mechamen, umerapek shehatit moluach, so it seems that's how it is merapek. So memele in Shabbos, also lamed bikaka iso shel diumses, mibnei shemameles umerapek. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, kol yomeho shel diumses esrim ve'echod yoy. That this skula that Yumsis had, that it was mamelas or merape, was not the whole year. It was 21 days in the year. Batzeres min aminyin. And one of these 21 days is Shavuos. Iboilu. Frek de gemore atzeres lahaygise, oi lahaygise. Does the 21 days start from Shavuos, or does it end by Shavuos? Toshmad, Omar, Shmuel, Kule, Shakyaini, Midivchavad, Atzarta, Malo. All the medicines, they work very well from Pesach to Shavuos. So Mamela, so Mistome, and then after Shavuos it doesn't work, so Mistome, this, the Yumsis, is also Mistome, the Rafu of the Yumsis ends by Shavuos. The Gemara, nay, it's not Sushta. Dilma Hosamu de Kama de Korir Alme Mal. Over there in these Mashkoi, so, oh, Kozman, the weather is, it's a nice weather, Faker, Samameo, so then these Mashkoi sell better. Havol Hoche Mishum Havlu is given the Chamim Alma Tfei Mali. Here, since the Oilam is Cham, so therefore it's Tfei Mali. Zogt Rashi, kol yomeho yimei refuoso lahaygisa mitchilas hayomim oy besayif, shakyayni mashkel refue midipche la'atzeres alma atzeres besayif. Atzeres is in the saif of the that it's merapeh.